Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 32 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Today is Friday, January 31st, 2014. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. And that's the sound of the Assumption of Command ceremony on the Sitka-based Coast Guard cutter Maple yesterday as Lieutenant Commander Michael Newell formally took charge of the ship. The Maple is Newell's first command. He previously served as the executive officer or second in command of the Coast Guard cutter Hickory, which is based in Homer. Speaking with KCAW before the ceremony, Newell said he had always wished he'd spent more time in Sitka, and he fought for the assignment on the Maple. He said he's thrilled to be back in Alaska after a brief assignment in California.
And also, I want to try and instill in my shipmates that we need to value the experience that we have up here in Alaska, especially as a Coast Guardsman. You can be stationed anywhere, really kind of almost in the world, and not many people get to experience Alaska. So it's important to me to try to instill in the crew that this may be their only two or three, maybe 4 years in Alaska, to try to hold on to the memories that they make here.
Newell took over from the Maple's executive officer, Lieutenant Raymond Reichel, who had been serving as temporary commander since October 1st. The Maple's previous chief, Lieutenant Commander Fred Seaton, was relieved of command this fall after the Coast Guard received reports of a poor command climate on the Maple and conducted an investigation. Seaton has been temporarily assigned to Air Station Sitka pending his next assignment. Alaska District Commander Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo acknowledged that the ceremony was a new start for the Maple.
I really look forward to coming over here. The ship's been through a lot in the last several months.
He added that the future of the ship looks bright. Ostebo also used the ceremony to deliver a welcome piece of news to the Maple's executive officer, Lieutenant Reichel. After serving as temporary commander of the Maple for the past 4 months, Reichel has been assigned his first permanent command as captain of the Coast Guard cutter Henry Blake, based in Everett, Washington. Reichel will leave the Maple this summer. The CEO of the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium says it's been a rough couple of years, but the organization's finances have stabilized. Charles Clement is only 39 years old, but he told the Sitka Chamber of Commerce this week that the experience had cost him some gray hairs and about 25 pounds. After taking the top job at Search in early 2012, he had the unpleasant responsibility of reporting a $4 million loss the previous year. KCAW's Robert Woolsey has more.
In an interview with media shortly after becoming CEO, Clement described a rash of problems plaguing Search: issues with vendors, accounts payable, billing systems, and electronic health records. Search has since cut programs like the Bill Brady Healing Center and its air ambulance service and restructured its employee benefits. Clement did not say that every problem was resolved at Search, but he did say that the organization was ready to look outward, and giving a PowerPoint presentation to the Chamber of Commerce was a small step in changing the message.
You know, Search has gone through a very interesting, and I'll be honest, very difficult couple of years, where there's a lot of inward-looking activity trying to sort of address the challenges we've had internally. And the conversations are now changing, and I think hopefully you see that. You know, our participation is trying to step up and out, look out to the communities, how we might be able to be better community partners. And I think through things like this, you know, helping me fix my computer and get all situated, you know, we have the opportunity to exchange ideas and develop a message that sort of is a cross-pollinization of ideas. And I think, I'm sure you guys are doing it, but by you standing up and saying, Chuck, you should do it also, well, now I'm on message.
Clement also discussed the duplication of services in communities like Sitka and Juneau, where Search is not the only healthcare provider. It's been a source of tension in the recent past. Clement said that living in our respective silos used to be the norm, but he saw collaboration as the future.
These are very difficult times to be in the healthcare business, incredibly difficult times, and they're times of great adversity. And I think the comfort I find is that wherever sort of, I feel like wherever we go, wherever I go, that anybody I talk to, that there's sort of a common interest about, you know, these things, there's no reason for them to drive us apart. And in fact, it should drive us together to think of new ways to collaborate and innovate and not duplicate the services within the respective communities that we provide.
Clement, however, did not rule out the advantages of consolidation, especially in rural health care. Last year, Search acquired Sitka Medical Center. He said he receives daily Google alerts about similar moves around the country as providers try to broaden their base of services. During Q&A, Clement turned to City Administrator Mark Gorman and asked him to throw me a softball. Gorman, who took the top job in Sitka last October, is the former Vice President of Community Health Services at Search. Gorman asked, what would help you be successful in Sitka? Clement responded that it was remaining as transparent as possible and maintaining an atmosphere of collaboration. He said this approach is the key to changing Search's course.
I have no desire to repeat the last 2 years, which is sort of, you know, the scramble of putting out fires. And it's incumbent upon me to reach out to anybody who will listen to say, you know, by working together, we can make sure we don't put ourselves through this.
Clement punctuated his address with statistics. Search remains an economic force in the region with annual revenues of about $115 million. It employs about 1,000 people in 18 facilities in Southeast, 500 of whom work in Sitka. The average salary is $66,000 a year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
And fewer people than expected turned out for Sitka's second annual Project Homeless Connect event on Wednesday, but organizers blame the beautiful weather. About 50 Sitkans received vouchers for goods and services, consulted with healthcare professionals, and connected with social service organizations. Unlike some places, like downtown Seattle, Sitka does not have panhandlers or people sleeping on the street, so it isn't very clear who's homeless. But as KCAW's Emily Foreman reports, on one day a year during Project Homeless Connect, the community's most invisible population becomes visible.
Homelessness in Sitka might be inconspicuous, but Stormy is not.
Everything from the base of my skull to my tailbone hurts.
Stormy is the guy with the long braided ponytail that rides around town on a blue tricycle. He walks with a cane and a limp.
What happened to your leg?
I got ran over when I was 17. Subaru station wagon.
Stormy describes his living situation as in between. He says he doesn't have a home because he's unemployed, and he doesn't have a job because it hurts to stand. And since there isn't a drop-in homeless shelter in Sitka, he has to be resourceful.
You end up having to either crash on somebody's couch, or you come up with a tent or some such like that, and you go out and live under a tree.
Is that what you've been doing?
I've done that, yes.
Project Homeless Connect is a one-day, one-stop shop for Sitkins that also might describe their housing situation as in-between.
Like a shaving kit, and this one kind of...
That's like a big one, though. That's got everything in it.
I'll take one of them.
This one?
People migrate from table to table, collecting information and receiving on-the-spot care. There's a physician seated behind a partition, ready to prescribe medication or schedule a doctor's visit if there's a shorter-term solution that could alleviate pain or discomfort. You can even pick up an identity if you don't have one. Birth certificates, which are normally $25, have been donated to the event.
You can't get a job if you don't have a Social Security card, and you can't get a Social Security card unless you have birth certificate. And that can just seem overwhelming if you're living in a little tent.
Annabelle Lund volunteers with the Red Cross and holds a seat on the local emergency planning commission. She's passing out information on what to do in the event of an earthquake. Lund says the biggest barrier for the homeless is not having access to the information, as well as other people's misconceptions.
And even good-hearted people still in the back of their heads think, well, this person is stupid or a criminal or a drug addict or, you know, or even worse, they choose that lifestyle, please. You know, it's a way for you to absolve yourself from having to help in any way.
Lund volunteers because she feels no one should be homeless in a tight-knit, wealthy community like Sitka. And this event helps shed light on the issue. even though it's only a Band-Aid solution. The recipients say it's much better than nothing.
I mean, they do what they can, but they can only do so much, and what little help they can provide is more than welcomed.
Tom lives out of his truck. He used to drive cab, but lost his commercial driver's license for 2 years as penalty for a misdemeanor. He hasn't managed to bounce back, which he attributes to lack of work and affordable housing options. He's on a long waiting list for housing. Tom is candid about needing help, but he knows of many others in town who aren't.
Most of the people I know that are in this position ain't even here. I don't know if it's lack of not knowing about this or a pride thing, I don't know. But there's also a lot of alcohol problems here in town, and, you know.
That kind of clouds your decision-making.
Mm-hmm. When you'd rather go out and drink instead of coming here to get some help.
This event is designed to empower those that have the courage to ask for help. But what happens the rest of the year?
How do you feel like the community has been doing in dealing with homelessness this year?
Sweep it under the rug, it doesn't exist. But most people, they don't see it as a problem because it's not them. It's not affecting them.
In the meanwhile, Stormy says he's battling with social services to get proper treatment for his leg so that he can turn things around. But at least for one day, he can look service providers in the eye and be heard. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.
And that's all for Raven News for this morning. It's 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. 32 degrees in downtown Sitka under mostly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for NPR's Morning Edition and then a local interview with John Straley at 8.